What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, women of today simply refuse to understand that the old days where men had to quote unquote accept disrespect, those days are gone. That environment is gone. More and more men are refusing to accept the quote-unquote abuse that men in the past had to silently endure. Like the man in this article that was published on the 27th of June. Man accused of shooting, offlining his wife in Ascension Parish arrested. Gentlemen, we have another case of a man who got pushed too far and he said, fuck it. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And the mask went on. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A woman was deleted and her husband has been arrested after a shooting in Ascension Parish on Wednesday night. According to a spokesman with APSO, the victim has been identified as Brenda Morris, 44, of Gonzales. Deputies said Sean Morris, 50, was arrested in connection with the deadly shooting. Morris faces several charges, including second-degree termination, illegal use of weapons, and 8 counts of possessions of a firearm by a convicted felon. Well, looks like someone's case of hebristophilia finally came back to haunt them. The sheriff's office said around 7:30 p.m., deputies responded to a shooting at a home along Garcon Road in Gonzales. When they arrived, deputies found the victim deleted from a gunshot wound. During their investigation, detectives learned that Sean Morris and the victim were married. Detectives also learned that Morris shot the victim during an altercation. He was arrested and booked into Ascension Parish Jail. Judge Stephen Thoreau set bond for Morris at $2.1 million. Morris remains in the Ascension Parish Jail. The victim, Brenda Morris, was employed at Lamandola's supermarket in Gonzales. The store issued the following statement on her passing. Now, if you want to read that, then, of course, you can go ahead and read it. However, I'm not going to waste my time with it. We all know. When you see the picture, yeah, she was definitely a strag. So, of course, we can put 2 and 2 together, which meant more than likely this man definitely was at bare minimum subject to intense verbal abuse in his home. And we all know what I say about the secrets that are behind closed marital doors. Anyway, Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. Of course, the cops had to come haul off that carcass, so gotta give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, one and done, I'm gonna give that a 15. So Sean, Madman Morris, gets a score of 60. Gentlemen, I've said it before, and I will continue to say this in regards to men and their suffering behind closed marital doors. They were having a fight. So she is not a victim. No, she was a willing participant. I find it hilarious. People love to say, oh, these women are victims out here. No, 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 no. Until we're ready to address the fact that women's mouths are their primary weapons for abuse, then guess what? When a man decides to finally snap the fuck out, hey, he finally decided enough was enough, which more than likely, this man finally had enough. He knows. And trust me, gentlemen, you know, if you've been in a relationship with a black woman, you know just how foul their mouths become during any sort of argument. Hell, you could just look up any video online of black women arguing. Yeah, they say some of the most egregious things to try to break you down. I mean, shit that if men said to each other, yeah, we'd be scrapping in the streets, no problem. But, like I said, gentlemen, we live in a society that continues to coddle women and say, oh, if they have the slightest inconvenience, they're a victim. No, 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 no. But, like I said, more and more men are no longer going to tolerate that disrespect. And when they snap the fuck out, hey, ultimately, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Read what the supermarket had to say about this woman. We all know, blah, blah, blah. The more positive the message that they try to put out on said quote unquote victim, we know more than likely the darker secrets that this person held. And I'm willing to guarantee you she probably had an attitude at work. But hey, I'm just spitballing. So, for all you argumentative women out there who really believe that I'm going to get this man told, he going to listen to what I have to say, you better understand this, ladies. You better understand it crystally clear. The power you think you have in that moment of quote-unquote defiance, that power will go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to continue to use the Duluth bottle as a sword and a shield against the man that you're in a relationship with, that's going to go out right along with it. Because another one of my favorite phrases, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act, ladies. And at that point, all bets are off. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.